In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Actually, while I was listening to the prophecy in this morning, prophecy of the ninth hour, and this prophecy was from the book of Genesis, and it spoke about the story of Adam and how he fell from, he fell and was exiled from the paradise. It was about the fall of man and how he was exiled when he disobeyed the commandment of God and obeyed Satan, and that's why when he ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he died. He accepted this in his nature. And while we were listening to the commentary of this hour, it really touched my heart deeply. It is a miserable story for this beloved creation, which is a man, to be exiled and to die. Even he is so beloved from God. And on the other side, I put what is written in the book of Isaiah, especially chapter 53. And in this chapter, we shall see God, the mighty one, the most holy, who is honored, who is praised through the host of angels and the archangels, the immeasurable, the infinite, the incomprehensible. Listen with me what is written here in chapter 53 in the book of Isaiah. Just few verses. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, محتقر ومرزول من الناس. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And this is the same verse written here or there. And also, he was oppressed and he was afflicted. Zolim wa tazallal. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent. Kashatun tusaq ila zabh. And so on. So many verses. And I asked and I wondered why. Why, my Lord, all this passion? Why all these sufferings? Was there another way to save man or to save Adam other than this passion, horrible passion, horrible sufferings? And I know that most of you, or even all of you, had seen the film in the cinema called Passion of Christ. It's called like this. And you saw how this passion was horrible. But I can say to you, the most horrible, or the more horrible than this passion, the scourge, the nails, the thorn on his head, spitting on him, this actually was horrible. But what was more horrible is the Holy One to carry and to bear the sins and the transgressions of all people, and to go through the wrath of God. غضب الله المعلن من السماء على جميع فجور الناس واسمهم. I asked myself, was there is another way? And actually, the answer was what I will say to you now. Adam disobeyed the commandment of God. Adam ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God warned him, the day you eat from this tree, surely you will die. And we have to put one of these possibility. Either Adam to die or not to die. If Adam did not die, it is against justice of God. ضد عدل الله. What is the meaning that to obey or disobey is similar? No. He disobeyed. And to disobey and obey is similar to God. This means that God is not just God. So if Adam did not die, it is against the justice of God. And it seems that God could not fulfill the punishment which he said. He said, Adam, the day on which you eat, surely you shall die. So Adam has to die. He must die. But the death of Adam, on the other side, is against the love of God. Adam is very, very beloved creation. Adam was the most beloved one. He was created on the image of God and in his likeness. So, Adam to die is against the love of God. How can God could not give compassion to him? And the death of Adam also against the mercy of God. Where is your mercy, God? And we can say to God, it is more preferable that you did not create Adam rather than to create him and he die in this way. And so the death of Adam actually is against the mercy of God, against the love of God, against the wisdom of God, and against the honor of God. How? It seems that there was a confrontation between Satan and God, and Satan could destroy this beloved creator or creation, this beloved creation, this beloved man. Satan could destroy this man, and God couldn't save the man. How? How God to deal with this problem? And the answer, Adam to die or not to die? No, Adam has to be saved. Adam must be saved. How to be saved? It is through redemption. It is through this celebration which we do, not every year, as you can imagine, but we celebrate the passion and sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ every week when we fast every Friday. But I can say we celebrate it every day on the sixth hour and say to our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, who was nailed to the cross on the sixth day and at the sixth hour. We have to remind ourselves by this salvation which had been done. So Adam has to be saved, has to be redeemed. But the question now, how? How to be redeemed? He should die. And when I say to you, has to die, because all of us know that the wage of sin is death. And if God forgive and give remission to Adam, we have a rule that without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. بدون سفك دم ما فيش مغفرة. So there must be other one to die on behalf of Adam. But the sin of Adam is unlimited sin because it is directed to God, who is unlimited, immeasurable, infinite. And there is no one who is unlimited except God. He is the only one unlimited. He is the only one who is immeasurable, infinite. So if we want a redeemer, this redeemer must be God himself. So God must die, should die. But God couldn't die because he is the immortal one. God is not liable to this. We always say, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. And so, in this way, God was incarnated, manifested in flesh. Manifested in flesh because the Redeemer which we need, first of all, must be a man, because the man, he who sinned, he must die. The Redeemer must be a man, and then a five condition: a man to die, unlimited, without sin, and creator, in order to recreate the human once more. So there are five conditions for this Redeemer who is to redeem and to save man. These five conditions: number one, he must be a man. Number two, he must die. Number three, he should be in unlimited. And number four, without sin. Number five, creator. From where we can get this redeemer? It is God himself who came and became man. And according to his humanity, the first two conditions are to be fulfilled. Because of his human nature, he is man and he could die. And because of his divinity, he is unlimited, he is without sin, he is the creator. So the five conditions now are fulfilled. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ used to say for himself, the Son of Man, in order to root in this concept that he is the Son of Man who came in order to die and to taste this in flesh on behalf of me and you and everyone. Yes, and when he died, and when he died for all are counted to be died. إن كان واحد قد مات لأجل الجميع فالجميع إذا ماتوا. So, by this way, God showed his mercy and his justice. God manifested his mercy and his justice in the same time in order to give and to pay the price or the wage of sin. And as I said to you, the wage of sin is this. And God, if he forgive man, and if he give remission of sins, this must not to be accomplished. It should not be accomplished at the expense of his justice. So both justice and mercy have to be fulfilled. This in very short the story of redemption. But I can say to you another thing. I can say to you, God waited so many years to fulfill this redemption. Why? He has to prepare the human being to the meaning, the value of redemption. And that is why we started to hear about the sacrifices. Started to hear about the sacrifices. And through these sacrifices, through these sacrifices, number one, as you can remember, God, after the fall of man, made tunics for Adam and Eve from skin. And here the skin means a sacrifice. And Abel offered to God sacrifice, and Abraham over to God's sacrifice. Noah, after the flood, offered sacrifices. And these sacrifices, as you can remember, these sacrifices, there was escalation. God gave the concept of these sacrifices as to cover man who was naked. The sin made the man to be naked, and the sacrifice gave covering to Adam and Eve. So we started to hear about the sacrifice. This sacrifice which God tried to root in it in the concept of man has to be without blemish. Without blemish, spotless. And started to hear about the firstborn sacrifice. Please take care. The firstborn here denotes to our Lord Jesus Christ, the firstborn. And the sacrifice to be spotless and without blemish, it is also to denote for our Lord Jesus Christ, who said to the Jews, which of you convict me for a sin, مين فيكم يبكتني على خطية. And this sacrifice should be from the clean animals and the birds. It is to denote our Lord Jesus Christ, which is very clean, pure from sin. And that's why my beloved started God to verify the value and the importance of sacrifices. And we started to hear about it. The sacrifice of burnt offering, the sacrifice of sin, the sacrifice of transgression, ذبيحه الاسم وذبيحه الخطيه. So many kinds of sacrifices. So many kinds of sacrifices. All of these that to root in the mind, in the thoughts, in the heart of man, the importance of redemption. And when the sinner brings this sacrifice to the priest, he had to put his hand and confess, and then the sacrifice was to be shed its blood. And the sinner say to himself, yes, I have to die, but this sacrifice redeemed me. Its blood is shed. And this was to root in the meaning of redemption inside man. Inside man. So, after this story of sacrifices, burnt offering, sacrifice of sin, sacrifice of transgression, the Passover, and so many sacrifices to be offered, man is ready to accept and to be redeemed. And this is what our Lord Jesus Christ came to fulfill. But I can say another thing to you before ending this rabbi idea about the idea of sacrifice and the idea of redemption our Lord Jesus Christ gave through the history of man. I can say to you, and I will shift now to Arabic. Yes. Saint Paul, this Paulus Rasul, بيقول كده, إذا كان في sacrifice very valuable, sacrifice very, very precious was offered. This sacrifice, which is very precious, was offered on behalf of me. How can I be saved if I despised this sacrifice and trampled Jesus Christ? Al-Kida. كم عقاب يكون أشر من داس ابن الله وحسب دم العهد الذي قدس به دنسا واصدر بروح النعمة. شيء مخيف ومرعب. It is horrible if we despised the redemption and salvation offered by our Lord Jesus Christ. And on the reading of this day, قراءات النهاردة كان فيها شيء يعني يخوف ويرعب، وأنا ما عنديش مانع إن أنا أدي شوية خوف، يمكن الخوف يبقى نافع. النهاردة المسيح من ضمن الأحداث بتاعت النهاردة، هو راجع، هو خارج من المدينة من بيت عينيا، شاف شجرة التين، شجرة التين the tree أو the fig tree، وكان جعان، ولما ما لقاش فيها ثمر there was no fruit in this tree، and so our Lord Jesus Christ said to this tree let no one eat from you eat fruit from you ever، لا يأكل منك أحد ثمر إلى الأبد. Although it was very beautiful tree, although it had a lot of leaves، كان فيها ورق كتير أخضر. And I can say to you، أقدر أذكركم بشجرة التين اللي كانت مغروسة في الكرم، وجي صاحب الكرم ما ملقاش فيها ثمر سنة والتانية والتالتة، وقال للكرام ما ينفعش الشجرة دي تقعد ثلاث سنين من غير ثمر، 3 years without fruit، أنا ناوي أعمل إيه؟ أقطعها، أنا ناوي أقطعها. الكرام قال له طب ما تسيبها السنة دي كمان وتديها فرصة، اتركها هذه السنة أيضا. النهاردة الشجرة دي اتقطعت، النهاردة الشجرة دي اتلعنت. This tree was cursed today on the Monday of the Holy Week. What does this mean? This means that the Jewish nation, the nation of the Jews, this beloved nation, this beloved people, الأمة اللي ليها تراث غني جدا في العبادة، الأمة اللي عندها الهيكل والذبائح والوصايا والكهنوت والعز ده كله، هذه الأمة صارت ملعونة في هذا اليوم، لأن شجرة التين دي يا جماعة رمز لهذه الأمة. اللي اتلعن النهاردة ما هواش شعب هلفوت، ما هواش شعب ما عندوش فكرة عن ربنا، ده شعب عنده النبوات وعنده الصلوات وعنده العبادة وعنده الذبائح وعنده الأنبياء، تراث في منتهى الغنى. How come these people who are very rich according to the prophets, the commandments, the sacrifices, the temple, the traditions, the hymns, the psalms, all these very precious, and to be cursed, وينطردوا ويتلعنوا. أنا مش هممني قوي إنهم انطردوا واتلعنوا، لأن ما بتكلمش عن تاريخ، أنا بتكلم عن الناس اللي بقوا في العهد الجديد وعندهم النهاردة كل العز وكل الغنى اللي موجود في الكنيسة، فادي على أعلى مستوى، لا ملاك ولا رئيس ملائكة، not an angel nor an archangel not a prophet nor a patriarch was entrusted for our salvation.
We are lucky to be saved by God Himself, who came to us, was incarnate, manifested in flesh, and tasted death for me and for you. We are very lucky in this church with its richness spiritually. عظات طرقات كل الغنى والعز اللي أنا بتكلم عنه اللي يفوق بمراحل الغنى والعز بتاع الأمة اليهودية. We have our Lord Jesus Christ Himself every day in the midst of us. We have our Lord Jesus Christ every day on the altar. We have His blood, which is shed for all the sinners in order to purify and to grant to us eternal life. And the question, where are the fruits? المسيح جاي النهاردة جعان. المسيح كان جعان النهاردة في يوم الاثنين. وبص على الشجرة ملقاش فيها ولا ثمرة. المسيح جاي الليلة دي جعان. جعان وعايز يلاقي فيك ثمر. يا ترى هيلاقي ورق أخضر جميل وكتير يغر الناس. الشجرة دي كانت شجرة كذابة وغشاشة. It was false tree. It was really false. كذابة. لأن كلها غش مليانة ورق لكن ندور على ثمر ما نلاقيش. Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming tonight in order to search for a fruit. And if he did not find fruit, أنا خايف أقول لو ما لقاش هيعمل إيه؟ ممكن واحد يقول لي أنا الحمد لله أنا باجي الكنيسة. كل الشعب اليهودي كانوا بيروحوا الهيكل. شعب اليهود رؤساء الكهنة والفريسيين والصدقيين والناموسيين كلهم كانوا بيروحوا الهيكل وحافظين وعلى أعلى مستوى. ومع ذلك استهلوا اللعنة لأن ما لقاش فيهم ثمر. الثمرة اللي أنا بدور عليها ولنفسي فيها هي القلب التايب. Not only to come in frequency, in high frequency, not only to be regular in reading the holy book. كل ده كويس. كل ده كويس. بس أخاف إن كل ده يبقى ورق. Just green leaves to deceive the others. But it will not be able to deceive God Himself. God will not be deceived by spiritual practice externally. من برا هيظل يدور على الثمر. ولو عايزين تعرفوا الثمر اللي عايزه روحوا غلطية 5:22 قولوا له يا رب عايز الثمر ايه. هتبص تلاقي الثمر اللي عايزه the spirit أو the fruit of the spirit is love. حافظينه ولا مش حافظينه؟ love, peace, joy, long suffering, محبة وفرح وسلام وطول أناة ولطف وصلاح ووداعة وتعفف وإيمان. كل الحاجات دي هي الحاجات دي اللي بيدور عليها المسيح. المسيح لو ما لقاش فيك غير قلب نضيف تايب هو ده اللي بيدور عليه. طبعا لو معاها بقى شوية ألحان حلوة شوية انتظام في الإنجيل حضور الكنيسة يبقى حاجة جميلة قوي. هتبقى القلب ده ثمرة شهية تشبع المسيح اللي جاي جعان النهاردة وبيقول لك أنا نفسي ألاقي فيك ثمر. ربنا يديكوا نعمة ويديكوا بركة ويبقى هذا الأسبوع أسبوع تأمل وأسبوع شبع روحي لإلهنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد. آمين.